Following Tuesday's election, Mill Creek is on a path to become a city. Meanwhile, five other unincorporated communities will become so-called metro townships. KUER's Whitney Evans reports on what those transitions will look like.
Communities who chose to become either a city or metro township will elect five-member councils in November 2016. Salt Lake County officials are currently drawing the borders for each council district. Many residents of unincorporated areas of the county complained of being slowly gobbled up by neighboring cities through annexation. Now the boundaries will be frozen. Rick Riley is with the Immigration Community Council.
I'm delighted because now we have direction. We have a kind of a permanent solution for our governance in Immigration Canyon. You know, there may have been a chance we would have been kind of floating out at sea.
Voters in what will soon be Mill Creek City decided not to be part of the county's municipal services district, but Jeff Silvestrini, chair of the Mount Olympus Community Council, says Mill Creek will likely still contract with the county for some services. Silvestrini says he may run for Mill Creek City Council or mayor.
We have a lot of talent in Mill Creek to be able to manage ourselves as a city, and I'm excited about the prospect of having more local control and addressing some of the things that will make Mill Creek better, such as improving 33rd South, which has been neglected for a long period of time.
Of more than 40 unincorporated islands in the county, a handful decided to annex into nearby Sandy City. The others will remain unincorporated islands. Whitney Evans, KUER News.